Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. The most prevalent mental health condition in childhood is ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or attention deficit disorder. As we go through the week, we're going to talk about what those differences are.
But ADD?
ADD, ADHD. ADD, ADAD. There's so many different acronyms for it. ADD, ADHD, ADDH. I've seen so many.
That's no longer used, ADDH.
Right. I know, but over the years,
I know.
Kind of talked about all kinds of different iterations of basically the same thing. And so we're going to start this week off by kind of talking a little bit about what ADHD is and what it's not.
As we were preparing for this, I kept thinking, it's about time. You know, we've talked
about... one of your favorite responses.
How many? 400 and... I can't see the board.
Today is number 445.
We've had 445 podcasts.
And that's just since we joined PsychReg.
PsychReg, right. So more than
that.
We've had more than 445. And we have yet to talk about ADHD at length.
Right.
Even though it is the most common, most commonly made diagnosis in childhood. We don't know.
Right.
We assume that it's the most prevalent, but it certainly is the most commonly diagnosed disorder of childhood.
Right.
So we're going to talk about it all week,
are we? Yeah, this will be the first time we've really dug into it in the format that we're doing it this week.
Right.
We've talked about ADHD many times in various circumstances and with in various different ways, but we're going to really dig into it this week.
Right.
But again, we're going to start out the week talking about, you know, some of the problems with the way that ADHD is seen by others and by the population in general.
It could be the most least understood,
right?
Because it's become so commonly talked about,
right.
And so it's treated. It's just so frequently discussed. It's on TV. It's in the media. It's in schools, and so there's this awareness of it. But as a result of all that, there are all these different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Ideas and myths floating around about ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we want to do this week is to clarify what has become pretty muddy water.
Right.
The whole issue of childhood versus adult ADHD, and can you who can make the diagnosis? When can you make the diagnosis? And then the whole idea of medication, which we'll talk about later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's become a bit of a confusing topic with many, many different opinions floating around about it.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we can clarify.
Yeah. So again, today we're going to kind of focus on the idea that as to whether or not ADHD is a real thing, I guess really is the basic.
We're going to go right after it, huh?
You know,
what's the title of today's talk?
ADHD or bad parenting.
Or bad parenting.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Because we attribute so much. We attribute behaviors associated with ADHD to so many other
things.
And
right.
It's difficult when you're talking to people because of that.
When you see a kid who has the characteristics of ADHD, especially the motoric hyperactivity, the constant talking, the poor impulse control, they say anything they want to say, but especially the movement, the touching and the exploring and the invading of privacy.
Right.
When you see those things, it immediately brings to mind, is there something wrong with this child?
Right.
Or does this child just need some good old-fashioned discipline?
Right.
Is it a parenting problem?
Right.
Okay. And so that's the first decision that we struggle with.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off, just hit it right now. No.
No.
They're two different things.
What's the question?
Bad parenting and ADHD are
two different things. Right.
Bad parenting can exacerbate ADHD symptoms.
Exactly.
But bad parenting doesn't cause ADHD. It can cause ADHD-like behaviors, and we've talked about this in a number of different ways with other mental health conditions.
It can cause behaviors that look similar to ADHD.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't cause ADHD.
Right. Okay. And that's going to be another an emphasis that we need to make today that's going to carry on through the week, and that is that ADHD is a neurobiological disorder.
We believe that it is.
Right.
Not everybody believes that this disorder even exists.
Right.
That it should even be on the in the manual.
Right.
So John Rosemond comes to mind.
Right.
John Rosemond is a child psychologist in North Carolina. John Rosemond has written for years that he does not believe that there is any such thing as ADHD.
Right.
Okay.
He's not uneducated.
No. We believe that it is a mm-hmm. neurodevelopmental disorder. It's established. It's well established now in the medical and psychological community mm-hmm. that it really does exist.
Right.
Okay. So we believe that it's a neurodevelopmental disorder.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when we are talking about ADHD, we're going to be talking about ADHD, we believe to be the neurobiological condition known as ADHD.
Right.
We're not referring to ADHD-like symptoms that are caused by bad parenting or poor structure in the environment or lead poisoning or any of those kinds of things. Many of those things that cause ADHD-like symptoms, those aren't ADHD. We talked about the same thing with autism.
Right.
You know, if a kid has heavy metal poisoning, mm-hmm. they may present with symptoms associated or that look like autism. And then when they go through chelation therapy, those symptoms go away people think, oh, wow, we cured autism.
No.
Mm-hmm. You cured a heavy metal poisoning.
Right.
So when we're talking about ADHD, it's basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at the symptoms, you have to rule out some of those other causes before you make the diagnosis.
Right. You know, one of the easiest examples is children with ADHD can't contain. It's very difficult to contain them and keep them contained. Mm-hmm. They don't have good boundaries.
Right.
Okay. When children with ADHD come into my office, most children come into my office. They're a little bit shy.
Mm-hmm.
They stay back mm-hmm. until they sort of get a feeling for things, and then they begin talking a little bit. Children with ADHD come into the office and they start touching everything. They're mm-hmm. talking. They're jabbering. They're jumping on the furniture. They don't have good boundaries.
Right.
If a parent raises a child and doesn't impose boundaries,
right.
it's going to look the same.
Right.
Okay. And that's what we mean about the difference between ineffective parenting and ADHD.
Right.
The best parents in the world could have a child with ADHD. I mean, you do all the right things with a child. If a child has ADHD, the child is still not going to have those boundaries,
right.
no matter how much work you do.
Right.
Okay. It takes years and years and years and years of work. So it looks the same. The morphology mm-hmm. is the same.
Right.
But one of them has ADHD and one of them doesn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So so when it comes to some of these different, I don't know if we'd want to call them myths or just misperceptions of ADHD and ADD, mm-hmm. we do have to be cautious that we're not attributing those symptoms to the wrong thing, because it leads to expectations. Inappropriate expectations, it leads to misattributions.
Right.
If you take a child with ADHD, true, authentic ADHD, and you accuse them of having those symptoms because of bad parenting or because of something else, your treatment and your approach to managing them is going to be very different. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of parents, for example, interestingly, who view ADHD as a parenting issue,
right.
and so they become extremely strict and punitive and mm-hmm. authoritarian, and you know, I say they become that way, but they probably were that way from the time the child was born. But logic doesn't
come into play with them, because you talk to them and they say, well, you know, he just will not sit still. He will not stop mm-hmm. talking. He's so impulsive. He's breaking rules, even though he knows the rules. And, you know, so the parent slams him every time, you know, mm-hmm. they punish them, they spank them. They take away all of their belongings, all their toys, all the activities that they enjoy. They take away all that stuff and they punish them, you know, right. consistently, daily, sometimes, and the kid continues to behave that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you think, then might it be something different?
Right.
If you're doing all of these things to punish and to mm-hmm. redirect the behavior and to change the behavior, and the behavior's not changing.
Right.
First off, obviously, mm-hmm. those interventions aren't working.
Right.
Second off, perhaps it's something different that's causing that. Mm-hmm. No kid wants to be in trouble.
I was just going to say that. Kids don't wake up in the morning thinking, okay, I'm going to get up today and I'm going to be as bad as I can possibly be.
Right, because I want my parents to take everything away from me.
That's right. I want to be slapped. I want to be hit. I want to be spanked. I want everything taken away. Nobody thinks that way.
Right.
Okay. When parents do all the things they're supposed to do, or when teachers,
right.
same with teachers. When teachers, I mean, teachers, think of it. Hundreds of thousands of teachers manage children's behavior day after day, year after year.
Right.
Okay? But every once in a while, you get a kid, no matter how good the teacher right. is, the child is misbehaving. That's something else.
Right.
That signals that there's something else going
right.
on.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So we have to, again, as we're getting into this week and talking about ADHD, we have to begin with the premise that this isn't something caused by mismanagement, by poor parenting, by, you know,
right.
by any of these other things that we often, it's not, you know, in a couple of days we're going to talk about the causes of ADHD. You know, and I'm going to go ahead and say it now, so this is sort of a spoiler alert. It's not video games, it's not TV, it's not
sugar.
It's not sugar.
Wow.
These are not things that cause ADHD. We know that they don't cause ADHD.
We know it because this disorder existed before TV.
Right.
It existed before high sugar consumption.
Right.
It existed before video games. ADHD didn't begin with video games.
Right.
So it has to be some. It existed before TV. There are children described over 100 years ago.
Right.
Before electricity.
Yeah.
Who had ADHD.
Yeah.
And there are stories of children probably from medieval days.
Right.
The description that's given is a child with ADHD.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's all the same characters.
Fidgety Phil.
Right. I mean, that was over 100 years ago that
yeah.
Fidgety Phil was
talking about. And not even in the United States.
No. It wasn't here. It wasn't like child-rearing practices.
Right.
And so this disorder predates all the things that we typically use as
right.
explanations or causes. Causes. When we talk about whether it exists or not, and that's a discussion that we're happy to have, and we'd love to hear from our listeners
right.
and viewers, there is so much evidence
mm-hmm.
that this disorder really exists. And recently, there's brain-based
right.
research from really good neuroimaging studies.
Right.
That suggests, in fact, there was one reported a week or so ago,
right.
another set of data, another experiment mm-hmm. came out, another study was reported that suggested that, lo and behold, these differences continue to appear
right.
over, it's been more than 20 years
right.
of research findings that say over and over again, the brains of children with ADHD look different and they
right.
perform differently.
Right.
So, and that's why there's no question in our mind that this is
right.
a distinct disorder, that it really does exist as a disorder,
right.
That it's not the result of anything you're eating.
Right.
Or, now, will those things make it worse?
Right.
Yes. Will children with ADHD challenge parents, and will those parents make a lot of mistakes?
Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Will they do things to make it worse? Absolutely. But it's not the cause
right.
of this neurobehavioral disorder.
Right. And addressing those issues can improve
exactly.
symptoms.
Mm-hmm. You can be a better parent.
Right, there's some nice research coming out that,
right.
to talk about improvements in ADHD symptoms with an improved diet and with, you know, eliminating sugar and some things from the
right.
from the diet. That those are great ways to help treat
mm-hmm.
the condition.
Right.
But again, you know, it didn't it didn't cause the disorder to begin with.
That's right.
So.
Exactly.
What a way to start the week.
Well, I think the important thing is that this disorder really does exist. I think to continue to argue that it's a figment of our imagination or it's a recent development is just a nonsensical. Mm-hmm. It's existed for hundreds of years.
Right.
There's clear evidence that the brain is different mm-hmm. in some people, and so
yeah.
And the other thing is, we're going to talk about medication
right.
as we go through the week. Why is it that medication works in some and not in others?
Right.
Because some children have this disorder and some don't.
Right.
We might use medication to treat the symptoms. I don't fault anybody for that. Mm-hmm. But the medication doesn't work in 25% of cases.
Right.
That's because they look like they have ADHD, but they don't.
Right.
Okay. So plenty of evidence from neuroimaging studies, drug studies, and developmental studies that suggest that this is a real thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely so. All right, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.